You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning and happy Friday to you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, just wanted to let you guys know that that I don't answer calls on this program from people that have blocked their number. So I have a couple of you that have dialed in without dialing *82 prior to your call. So I'm not ignoring you. It's just that I don't answer calls from people that have blocked their number on my broadcast. The other thing I want to let you know is that until the end of the month, I am offering a special for a 30-minute phone session. So just to let you know, you just go to my website, www.mona.vegas, and email me through the website, and I will let you know about the 30-minute special over the phone. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from area code 530. Hello, 530. Who's this?
John.
Oh, hi, John. What's your question for me today?
15 years ago, I approached a table. I worked for Cafe Blue in Las Vegas, Summerlin. And you were at the table with Steve Wynn, and you told me I was supposed to buy the restaurant that I'm sitting in right now, and it was my destiny. And my question is, am I still supposed to be here?
So first, are you saying that you saw me at the Wynn Hotel or that I was sitting with Steve Wynn?
Steve Wynn booked a party of 30 at Cafe Blue at Le Cordon Bleu Culinary School in Summerlin in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes.
And I worked as the sommelier there, and I was out looking for restaurants, and I had looked at a restaurant literally 24 hours prior to that. No one really knew about it. No one there at Le Cordon Bleu, no one. And when I approached the table, the first thing that came out of your mouth was that I was supposed to buy that restaurant. And we did buy it. We've been here for 15 years.
That is, wow, that is going back a long time. Oh, my gosh, that you remembered me. Holy crap.
Well, Mona, there's murders on this property that we didn't know about. There's ghosts on this property. The people went in competition with us. There's been great things that have happened. There has been things that are so bizarre that I could write a book. And it really actually starts with approaching that table where you're there with Steve Wynn and everyone from Las Vegas, and you tell me I'm supposed to buy this restaurant, and I'm just like, what? And
so here's what I'm getting in your cards. There is a new beginning here about to happen for you, all right? And I've got to go back to just a little bit of wisdom that I want you to remember. The first is, John, nobody does what you do the way you do it, all right? So really, there's no such thing as competition. And when you can get past the idea of looking over your shoulder at what everybody else is doing and just keep concentrating on what you do so well, there's no such thing as competition. The people, and the second thing, is the people that are meant to find you will find you, all right? See, what I'm thinking is going on with you right now is you should write the story of what's happened in the last 15 years with your restaurant. Because what I'm getting here is that would make an amazing screenplay. That would be an amazing episode on Ghost Hunters. all of those things would be absolutely true, because right now people are paying attention to their email. They're paying attention to what's coming to them via email, via Twitter, via Instagram, whatever it is. So one of the things I see for you is that even though this has been a roller coaster ride for you, what I'm getting here is it does turn you into a new beginning. Now, it could be something as sort of tongue-in-cheek as the ghost menu that you create, right? That it starts out to be some sort of a Instagram or Twitter thing that you come up with the ghost menu. And the ghost menu is a special menu that only when people actually follow that menu. It's like In-N-Out Burger has the secret menu, right?
Yep.
Well, you could actually, because of the background going on in your restaurant, that you could come up with the ghost menu. Here's the other thing. You have all the – this is the hardest it gets where you are right now, all right? So I need to tell you that because what it's saying here is that there are people around you that are willing to help you and support you and help you move forward. You just have to call in the favor and ask for it. So I'm looking at your cards that all of this is an opportunity for a brand new beginning for you. And I know that the last 5 years have been incredibly challenging, but it doesn't mean that you don't get to move forward. You totally do. As a matter of fact, you know, if you could start listing out, if I could open tomorrow, this is what I would do. And you would probably remove half the tables in your restaurant, for starters, right? If you were to open tomorrow, you would come up with 5 family takeout menus, family meal takeout menus, if you could open tomorrow. And I'm almost asking you to not only come up with a way that if you were able to open tomorrow, what would you do? Because what I keep getting for you is that the restaurants and the businesses that come up with what their protocol will be moving forward, and they get it out there on social media, things will start to happen. I really hope that you tag me on Twitter or Instagram, and I will turn around and promote your restaurant. Because what I'm seeing here is that this is all about everybody coming together. So I'm sure that there's been some huge famous people that have come into your restaurant, John. This is the time to tap their favor. All right? Just say, I keep getting that you're in the perfect place to create a whole brand new sensation connected with your restaurant, especially since you're telling me that there's been a lot of energy around it, all right? So,
you know, I am open, Mona. I do go right now, actually. I haven't quit. I haven't given up. I'm still fighting. And it's funny how, man, you are so on. So I just redid the restaurant. And all this happened. I mean, I completely changed it from a French fine dining restaurant where I've had incredible accolades. I've done well here. I haven't,
right.
You told me I would not go bankrupt. I never went bankrupt here. Even though everyone tried to make me go bankrupt, I opened up other restaurants besides just this restaurant when I was up here in this area.
Uh-huh.
And some of the things that you said, I don't know what you're, it's like a new beginning. I agree with you.
Well, and here's
I don't
the
know
thing.
Exactly what to do yet, though.
Okay, so what I would start doing is start really establishing your social presence on Twitter and Instagram. And you start with your history and why this is such a great restaurant, but then you start tagging hashtags like the hashtag ghost. And you start looking for those media people that specialize that in Vegas. But I have to let you go because I got a bunch of people on hold.
Thank you, Mona. I'll call
so
you privately
awesome
and set up a session, okay?
That sounds wonderful. Wonderful to hear from you. And my gosh, you remember me from 15 years ago. That's amazing.
How could you forget?
Thanks, John. See ya.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. What's your question for me?
Hi. Basically, these pandemics and these sort of things are usually the universe's way of telling us we need to be doing something different. And,
right.
You know, my question is, what do you get about the purpose or the main purpose of what's going on now? And then how is that affecting me directly?
So first of all, I want to start with what is so amazing about you in general. Not only are you with an amazing partner and that there's no question that you are surrounded by love and support. So that's mm-hmm. the first thing I want to tell you about your reading, because it comes up as a partnership with someone that feels like you've known them your entire life, which is wonderful. Then you have these next three cards. It is very difficult for you to calm your mind down because your mind moves so fast that it keeps, and I'm going to say this the way my mom used to say this, it keeps borrowing trouble, all right? So it keeps going to the worst case scenario of what could happen to you, when in fact what it's saying here is that the whole purpose for you specifically is to focus on one thing at a time, right? So one of the things that I'm seeing for you is that you've recently gotten yourself out of a trapped or uncomfortable situation connected with work. Well, what's happened mm-hmm. is now you have all this freedom and you don't know what to do with it. So that is making, you know, they say idle hands is the devil's playground, right? So mm-hmm. what I'm seeing here for you is that all you have to do is focus on one thing at a time. I don't care if it's something as simple as pulling weeds in your backyard, but as you're pulling them, you're saying, I'm pulling away any conflict. I'm pulling away any negativity. So you make the action of something as simple as pulling weeds a cleansing for any negativity. The other thing is, I think, again, your own purpose for this particular time in your life is to actually get to the point of relaxing into your intuitive ability.
Okay.
And I think part of the chaos that's going in your head right now is I actually think that your own intuitive ability is trying to emerge into something that is loving and protective and supportive of you. That's what I think is happening. So as I'm looking at your cards here, is there'll be a time for action coming up for you probably within the next 4 weeks. But right now, it's about taking care of all the things that would prepare you for success, all right? I'll just give you an example, my own personal example. I'm cleaning out files. I'm getting rid of clothes I'm not wearing. I'm looking at the fact that I have 20 pairs of jeans and I can only fit into two of them. I mean, I'm looking at these things going, oh, crap, then these are things I need to take care of. The other thing I'm doing is I am preparing for the next time a convention calls me for a trade show so that I can have something new to use. I have a brand new deck of cards that has been sitting in pink Himalayan salt ever since the first of the year. I'm waiting
wow.
until I get that next event. That's when I'm going to debut those cards. So all I'm trying to tell you here is that this waiting period for you is totally appropriate right now. It has to happen right now.
Okay.
But it for you,
yeah,
the biggest
good.
Thing is start to agree with the fact that your own intuitive ability is trying to come up to the surface.
I have been thinking along those lines. I mean, obviously. Yeah, that's really interesting because, you know, I have like 4 or 5 projects sitting
right.
around the house.
Right? Right. You only need to do one at a time.
Right.
So today I'm doing this project and I'm going to finish this project till I'm done with it. Then on, you know, Wednesday of next week, I'm going to do this other project and I'm going to keep doing it till I finish mm-hmm. it. You know, one of the biggest suggestions I gave a client this week is that her kids are driving her nuts, absolutely nuts. And I said, well, the fastest way to get kids focused is find a way for them to earn money. Give them each a hefty bag, tell them to go in the backyard and pull weeds. And that
mm-hmm.
when they fill up that bag with weeds, they get $20.
Nice.
Way less expensive than hiring landscapers.
Right.
Right? And it keeps the kids
right.
busy for probably 2 hours. So, again, you can switch this around, but I keep getting a one-at-a-time approach with you, Tom. So appreciate your call. Thanks for calling. See you later.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the – I'm going to go to the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Regina.
Oh, hi, Regina. What's your question for me?
My question is, I want you to see what you pick up for my, I guess, relationship with the guy and see if there's something there or is just something a waste of time.
I'm voting for waste of time. And the reason I'm saying that is that this person is oblivious to your mojo. I mean, I'm getting here that you can do way better than that person. Here's the thing. There are a lot of women out there, actually men too, that if someone is ignoring you or not paying attention to you, but being pleasant, you know, just because they're decent people, some people think that that's strength, all right, or that attraction is there when it's not actually there, all right? Because what I'm getting here is that you keep presenting your best self, that your best first impression, and this person is just treating you very casually. Well, for you, that's like a huge turn on. And what I'm getting here is that that's not the one.
Okay.
And what I would say to him is that, wow, you know, you're so pleasant to everybody. What a really cool vibe. I wonder if people mistake that for you flirting. That's what I would say to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
He's pleasant to everybody. And the funny thing is that, you know, he's probably confused as heck as to why all these women find him attractive when his mama raised him right to be nice to everybody. To treat
mm-hmm.
you see what I mean? It's like, so
mm-hmm.
so here's the benefit of the universe presenting this energy to you, is that that's
okay.
exactly the kind of energy you want.
Mm.
So the fact
that
you've recognized that that's the kind of person you want, somebody that can be pleasant on the outside, but keep his emotional self separate from being pleasant. See, back in the day, I gotta explain this a little further to you because you're really bringing up something really amazing.
Okay.
Back in the day, when people used to follow the actual rules of etiquette, right? Etiquette
mm-hmm.
was a shield to not take anything personally. So I like to say it this way. There's a difference between being polite and being nice, okay? Polite is you treat everybody with a sense of respect and dignity. You give people an opportunity to save face, to disconnect if appropriate, and you save your personal self. That's polite, all right? Being nice is someone calls you up and goes, Regina, I'm in jail. Can you come bail me out? And you're like, yeah, I'm right there, dude. I'm right there. I'll bail you out, right? Right? So
mm-hmm.
that would be the nice side of you. The polite side of you would be, wow, geez, dude, I don't have it. But I'm pretty sure you're going to find a way to figure that out. That's the polite
mm-hmm.
way. Do you see what I mean? So,
okay.
So it's,
yes.
it's like you don't sacrifice anything personally until someone has earned it, all right? So,
right.
But the fact
exactly.
that you're attracted to this says to me that you're now evolving to a much higher level of who to draw to you. So to me, this is happy progress for you because now you're not going for the guy that's thinking that you're all that in a bag of chips and you got to show off the cleavage of the girls to get his attention. It is instead, this is a nice person. And a nice
right.
person that has a strong sense of himself that he can be polite and gracious to anybody. And so I see you almost mimicking that exact same behavior yourself. So he was shown to you as a gift.
Okay.
But I don't think
okay.
he's the one.
Okay. Okay.
All right, my friend.
Keep it going. Thank
yeah.
you.
All right. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from, go to area code. Hold on. My computer's kind of going slow here. I'm going to go to area code 973. Hello, 973. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tina. Thank you for having your show today.
Oh, you're welcome, Tina. What's your question?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship. It's between two guys, Todd and Sean.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so wait a minute. Are we asking about the relationship between Todd and Sean, or are you asking me the question, which one is a better match for you, Todd or
Sean? Which one is
a
better match for me, yes.
Okay, because I get all kinds of questions. I mean, Todd and Sean could
okay.
be, you know, a heck of a couple here, right?
Yes. Just no, saying. We don't want that. Not here.
Just saying. Okay, so here's the thing. You have, I actually think there's a third person coming towards you, that there's
uh-huh.
the best of Todd and there's the best of Sean being presented to you, but I don't
mm-hmm.
think either one of them are the guy, because there's a third man being presented to you that shows up right around July or August for you that ends
uh-huh.
up being the best of those two men.
Uh-huh.
I know, right? So
uh-huh.
so it, what I want you to do is I kind of want you to take a little bit of the advice I gave the last caller, where you're gracious and polite and nice, and well, polite versus nice, to both of these men, and see who steps up first. But it's not about you falling all over yourself to impress them, because you're already perfect. And when you can go into the whole vibration, Tina, of already being perfect, everything shifts. Okay,
mm-hmm.
because you're ready for everything to shift. See, you have the most powerful card a woman can get in an entire tarot deck, all right? And I want you to look up this card on the internet. In my deck, it's called Inner Voice, but in traditional tarot, it's called the High Priestess, all right? The High Priestess is a card where a woman is seeing the truth of everything around her. And if she doesn't quite see it yet, she's patient enough to wait for it, all right? So you're going into what I call true feminine energy, where you're seeing what's being drawn to you and what you're magnetizing, as opposed to chasing after anything. So you're changing your mojo into a more of a what's in it for me vibration than a what's in it for them vibration. Because, again, I want you to go with the whole idea that you're perfect the way you are. And when you go into that vibration, everything shifts for you. And you're ready for that wonderful, loving, long-term relationship. You're ready for a man that can step up and slay dragons for you. You're ready for that. So I just want you to sit back and see if either one of these gentlemen step up and actually are willing to slay dragons for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're taking your power back, is what this is saying. Or you're
mm-hmm.
stepping into your power for the very first time, and it actually feels very refreshing.
Uh-huh.
So just saying. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, so if we call right now, will we be able to have an appointment with you today if we've emailed you?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple of time slots available this afternoon for my 30-minute phone session special. So if you go to my website at mona.vegas, so www.mona.vegas, then you just go to my contact page and email me and say that you talked to me today on the radio, and then I'll make time for you this afternoon.
Oh, okay. I emailed you already, so I'll send another one. Yes, and I'll go, and then we'll.
Awesome.
So, and when then we go to PayPal then and there, because we could go pay now.
So what I do is I send you a PayPal request after we confirm the time,
okay.
And sometimes I use Venmo, but those are the two payment things I use. But yeah, I can get you in this afternoon. I have a couple time slots open, so I look forward to visiting with you further, Tina. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.